This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're continuing Mishmur Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Pei Vav. Shetzarach laharchek min mayim sruchim. You have to distance yourself from putrid water. It says Mechaber mayim sruchim oimei mishra, smelly water, or water that you soaked something in, namely shesharn bahen pishon, you soaked linen, flax, oi canvas, or canvas. Shetzarach laharchek mehem k'mayim minat. So you have to distance yourself as if it would be tzaya. So this smelly water, or water that you soaked linen or canvas, you have to distance yourself from it like it would be tzaya. It says Mishabura Mayim Sruchim, Alkein, therefore, Oisan Mikvais, those Mikvais Shemei Mehen Sruchin, those Mikvais that their waters are putrid, Bimais HaKayetz, Lemi Baida Asr Levach B'Soichan, it goes without saying you know how to make a brach on them. Afilu harchacha kitzaya ba'inan. You even have to distance yourself like it would be tzaya. V'davke masriach ad shederach b'nei adam letztar me'os ha'reach ra. Davka, if it's smelly, to the point where it's the derech of people to be bitzar from that bad smell. The Dershu says even somebody who's accustomed to the smell, it's still going to be an issue. A garden that they draw to it smelly water, and it's near a Beis HaKnesses. Af im kadma, even if the garden came first, Bal Hagina tzarch laharchik. The Bal Hagina has the distance to have a milsa de isura, because this is a matter of isur. So it seemed like a fertilizer that smells and it could be painfully smelly is a problem. Yeah, something that smells, it doesn't really matter exactly why it's smelling. Oimei mishra, shemasriach v'choshkein mishra shal koibs, and certainly the soaked water of launderer, shemachavzam bigdei ketanim sheish b'am tzaya, then one would have to distance from it. K'may, just like from tzaya, right, so leimar, lefanov k'may einav, before you, as far as you could see, ula achrav, and behind you, dalet amos, four amos, mimakim shekala reach, from where the smell stops. V'kasa primogadim, di yisurai hu min ha-toira. Primogadim writes, it's isur is midai raisa, kamay tsoya. Kasav ha-olya rabba, v'huva b'primogadim. The olya rabba writes, and it's brought in the primogadim, b'martifois hayayin, sheyesh reach ram upash, v'katzbei, wine cellars that have a bad smell that smells like it's decomposing, and one is discussed about it. Also, likros kri shema, it's also to say shema, v'adin kol kahagavna, or any similar dvarim shebekdusha. V'rambam perikdal mechosvi alachates mashma demutter. From the Rambam, it's mashma that it is mutter. V'rakad alachachama yunusar bezabeis hatfil, only the great sages were careful at the time of davening. Ayin sham ulapela shalai hi'iru baza. So the Elia Rabba writes, and brought in the Prima Gadim, that there's an issue with these wine sellers. But from the Rambam, it's mashma that it's not a problem, and it's a pella that the Achroinim did not notice this Rambam. What about to say Kriya Shema opposite Sinor Biyov? I guess it's a sewer pipe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter because it doesn't store tzaya, it's only a transport. It doesn't matter what material it's made out of. Rabbi Yashav also says there's no issue as long as it doesn't smell. But the Chazon Ish is reported to have made a distinction between different types of situations. That if it's made out of metal, you could make a bracha. If it's made out of cheres, you can't. Other poskim say that a sewer pipe is a problem. Rav Ben Sion Abishol says that a sewer pipe is a problem. Siman Pei Zayin. Kama tzarch laharchik b'shas kriya shema min agraf shel ra'i. How far do you need to distance yourself at the time of Kriya Shema from a graf shel ra'i? Graf Shel'ri is basically a mound of excrement. So Graf Shel'ri va'avit shomei raglayim, or a bucket of urine, shalcheres, out of earthenware, oy shal eitz, tarach lahachik mehem, you have to distance from it, k'may mitzaya, like from tzaya, afilu heito behemayim, even if you put water in it. Avalam hein shalmadches, if they are made out of metal, oy shal zuchuches, or a glass, oy shal cheres metzupa, or glazed earthenware, mutter, it's permitted, imheim rechutzim yafe, if they are washed well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, garaf, va'afilu im ata ein bahem klum, even if right now, there's nothing in them. Even if they're cleaned well from the inside, umi b'chutz, and from the outside, unakim legamri, they're spick and span, they're spackling clean. Shein behem afilu reach ra. If the material that they're made out of is cheres or eitz, even if they're spackling clean, you have to distance yourself dalet amos, like from tzoya itself. If the kli is used for something else, you wear it as a hat, and it's also an avit shomei raglayim. Let's say you pour some dirty water in it from washing kalim. If there's no tzoya, so if it has another use, it's mutter. Or if every time you urinate, noisein l'soicher ravias v'am, you put in it a ravias of water, mutter, it's permitted, im ein magia mimenu reach ra, if there's no bad smell. V'nirali, the bazaar, in this situation, magia reach ra min akli, if a reach ra emanates from the kli, dinoi ka'avit mamish, it's like mamish en avit, v'tzarech l'harchik dalad amos mimakam shekala reach, you have to distance for amos from where the smell stops, v'ayin v'be'er halacha. So if it has another use, then you don't have to distance yourself from it if it's clean and it doesn't smell. But if it does smell, then it for sure has a din of avid shomei raglayim. Okay, and we will hold it over here. Okay, see everybody tomorrow at same time, 9 a.m. Kol tov. Kol tov, everybody. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.